When the Food and Drug Administration approved Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, last month, even though the Council of Agency Officials charged with overseeing the approval voted against it because of a lack of evidence that it worked, insurers began questioning, should we pay for it? That's also a question for Medicare, because most patients that suffer from Alzheimer's are older and therefore Medicare patients. Rachel Kors is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. She's been taking a look at questions insurers have. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Robin.
And we want to say that STAT did some of the initial investigation into how this drug was approved, including questionable friendly relations between a top FDA official and Biogen. We'll link our listeners to your reporting and our conversations about that. But the New York Times has more questions today. The FDA is formally saying they did not lower standards. They're 100% behind this drug. But is that why Medicare is questioning the coverage, reporting like yours, about how the okay came about?
I think there are kind of several different reasons why this approval was controversial. And I think the core one that Medicare will be looking at is, does this drug even work? Because usually when the FDA approves a drug, the drug manufacturers have to demonstrate that it has some clinical benefit for patients. But in this case, the FDA did something a little different. In the brains of Alzheimer's patients, there are these proteins that kind of accumulate, and this drug that Biogen developed is very good at clearing out those proteins. But the question is, does clearing those proteins actually help patients reverse the backslide that Alzheimer's can, you know, have on your cognitive function? And Biogen couldn't definitively answer that question. So what the FDA did is said, you know, this measure of success seems kind of promising, Biogen, so we're going to give your drug this special approval process, but you still have to do another trial to determine whether it actually benefits patients. So that puts Medicare in a really tough position.
Well, and some are advocating that Medicare now use, while, you know, we wait for any kind of further evidence, that they use a regulatory tool called coverage with evidence development. What is that? How does that work?
Basically, what it does is Medicare will say, you know what, we're only going to pay for Medicare patients to get this drug if they're enrolled in clinical studies that collect more information about how patients respond to the drug. So there's a lot of like extra work, extra data collection that kind of goes into a process like this. But it also enables Medicare and other insurers, you know, researchers, potentially access to more data more quickly about how patients are responding to this drug.
Yeah, but there's a lot of questions there because Alzheimer's patients are usually elderly. If there's clinical trials, that means some of them are going to have placebos, you know, in the trial. So what are some of the questions about that method?
Right. I think there's kind of two sides here. I mean, researchers are already having a big debate. So some researchers say, you know, we should have like an ideal randomized control trial. It's like the gold standard of research because Biogen's really rigorous trials didn't come to a, you know, conclusion that was, you know, really solid on whether this drug worked, then we should conduct more research at that gold standard level to try to answer that question as fast as we can. But like you said, in that gold standard method, some patients would, in theory, receive a placebo because there's no like alternative treatment out there right now. So I think there are some ethical concerns. There are some political concerns that patients wouldn't really know. And Alzheimer's, you know, time is of the essence. But I think there are also less rigorous options where Medicare could collect a little more data about how patients are responding. And some critics are saying that just kind of collecting data in a less rigorous kind of process may not even be that useful.
All these poor families, because there is so much hope. Meantime, the cost of the drug itself is so expensive, it has to be infused. Explain that. There needs to be special infusion chairs. So who bears the cost?
Right, that's true. Like this drug is infused. It is very expensive. And there are also safety concerns with the drug. I think 40% of the patients in clinical trials experience some like concerning and potentially painful brain swelling. So, you know, patients have to undergo brain scans. So, I mean, there really are a lot of costs associated with Aduhelm and kind of administering it. And you're right that it is infused. So not every, you know, doctor's office will be able to administer this drug. However, one thing to note is that Medicare actually isn't allowed to consider the cost of a drug in its decision to cover it.
But I guess the question is, while they're deciding, who's paying?
Well, I think some insurers we've seen already have decided not to pay for the drug because their position is that it doesn't display enough benefit. But right now, patients can choose to get the drug if they can, you know, find a doctor who will administer it to them. But I think we've seen uptake is very slow so far.
Yeah. But still, $56,000 a year for the drug Aduhelm. Well, we'll follow this story with Rachel Kors and others at our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Rachel, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.